Coming up on this episode, we're going to tell you the real way to make lasagna, and Saul Goldstein drops in to tell us about the new Martin Scorsese movie. And oh yeah, did I mention we've been drinking? Yeah, let's get to it. Welcome to this episode of Rambling About Notable Topics. I'm your host, Kyle Cicilloni, and today I'm joined by...
Pat.
John.
And Charles McHale, okay.
Chuck Barkley.
So...
Yeah, again, I get it. I get that all the time. Great. Thank you.
So we have
Charles McCarkley.
I get that too. Thanks. Again.
Is that like Charles Barkley? Okay.
Something.
Anyway.
I don't know.
So today we're going to be doing a little bit more of this is another episode of the drunken nature, if you will. Okay. So we're going to be doing a couple of drinking games, different things. I'm going to tell them to do stuff. I'm going to randomly throw in ideas or different situations or tell them to do it in different ways, and it's hilarity is going to ensue, and you're gonna laugh, or I'm gonna come after you. So
he's not kidding.
I know where you live. I know your IP addresses. You gotta download it somehow.
I connect it. He's doing it again.
Oh God.
Okay.
Jesus.
The NSA was listening.
Okay.
So that's okay.
All right. So the first thing we're starting with is the explain it. Someone just farted. Explain that fart. Who farted? Tell me who farted. +5 for farting, -5 for farting.
I think it was more than hoof-hearted than it was hoof-hearted.
Wait, does it smell, John? Does it smell?
It doesn't smell, but I want to admit it was Pat because I felt the vibration next to me.
It was a little meaty.
Gorgeous. Like mediocre or
I don't mean to like put him on the spot or anything, but I think he might have farted. Yeah.
Wow.
Watkins here, buddy.
You guys ever Watkins farting over it?
Okay. I never laughed this hard since 10 years old from laughing from farts.
I don't think I've farted from laughing so hard, actually. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the explain it category here, segment, if you will. And what's going to happen here is I'm going to come up with a topic, and you're going to have to explain it, and I'm going to go from one person to the next, randomly throw out different things, someone's going to say something, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, what I want you to explain is how you make super awesome lasagna. Okay? John. Drink. Pat, start with the super awesome lasagna.
Okay, step one.
Wait, he actually knows how to make super awesome lasagna, though, doesn't he?
Okay, +5 for starting with step one, +2 for Chuck for making a good point.
Continue. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I do make some pretty good lasagna. So, step one
with... Okay, I'm going to interject Pat. You're not allowed to use meat or pasta. Continue.
Wait, what?
Continue!
How do you make super awesome?
-5! Chuck, continue. Tell them how to make lasagna without meat or pasta.
Jeez, it's so easy. Well, the first ingredient is you have to have 10 hamburger buns. And you have to mash them up into kind of like, it's like crumbs. But they have to be like the seed kind, so they have to have like sesame seeds on them.
Like breadcrumbs.
Like Burger King ones.
Yeah, like Burger King ones, but the Big Mac burgers.
the Big Mac burgers?
Yeah.
From Burger King?
Yeah, the Hungry Mac or whatever the hell it's called.
So yeah,
Whoppers.
No. I mean, from Burger King, you have to order the Big Mac buns.
From McDonald's.
Okay.
And then you crumble them up. And then you put them into, like, you just pour a bunch of teriyaki sauce on it. And then you take that and you put it onto a pan. And, you know, everybody knows how to do this. That's why I'm laughing.
Well, drink. And John, continue. Tell them how you do the rest
Knows how to do this. And you get the teriyaki buns. And you then get a bunch of lentils. And a bunch of seeds.
That's right.
Because you don't got meat, so you might as well get seeds.
No, John, you're allowed to use meat in your recipe.
Oh, okay. Well,
Get all the coyote meat
you can. With seeds. Because why not, you know? If you got seeds and you want coyote meat, you might as well go all the way out with all of it. So you get all of that, and you put it on your sesame buns. And after you're done with that, well, you know it's Italian, so you gotta get your sauce.
Okay, drink, pack, well, continue with the sauce. Okay, yeah, Pat, tell me how do you make the sauce, because I know you know how to make the sauce.
Okay, so you take some tomatoes.
Pat, you gotta do this as Joe Paps.
All right, you gotta take some tomatoes, right? You take those tomatoes and
where do you get the tomatoes at?
Your tomatoes, you get them at the
farmer's market on Route 6.
Yeah, up the Einen.
Up the Einen.
So you get them and you squash them up. Like you're busting in fucking...
Use your palm that you just used from, you know, doing your mechanics on your car afterwards.
Yeah, and that Polish guy down the street. Remember that time I beat his head in?
Let me tell you. I don't even get into that story.
You do that...
Are you Joe Peps too?
No, continue, Pat.
You do that with the tomatoes. And then you heat them up with a blowtorch. You take the blowtorch. It's like a creme brulee, you know? You just heat... You heat them, and then you stick them under your radiator in your car.
Okay, John, tell me, what kind of radiator do you have in your car for making lasagna?
Oh, I got the kind for the tailgating. You know...
Wait, what?
Whenever we go to the Penn State games, you know, you always want a radiator in your car. In case you got one of them old drunk boys who are coming out there, they scream and they yell, but they don't know what they're doing. And they always end up drunk and dying.
That's true. Drink. Chuck, continue.
So they take the lentil and they put it into the radiator. The radiator, everybody knows how to make.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you just get that. That's fine. Yeah. Right. We know the semantics of that. Yes.
I mean, it might be here nor there to, like, some other people. I mean, like, if you don't know your stuff around here in the NBA about this stuff, I mean, come on.
If you don't know your lentils on your radiators, get the fuck out.
Yeah. Continue. Exactly.
Continue. Plus +5 for understanding.
Continue. Right. So anyway, you take your lentils.
Get the fuck out.
You put +5. Ugh.
+2. -10 for John for copying me. Copycat.
Well, -10 for being so late.
Get the fuck out.
-20 for copycatting again.
It's unbelievable. Another continue, minus Chuck. 10 for being late.
Continue.
Anyway, so he's -30 now. Okay. So anyway. So what you do with all this lentil and all this these buns and the radiation, you take that sauce that Pat was talking about, that really savory, that really zesty sauce, and you put it right into there. And I guess you start the car or something. I don't know. I guess you just start the car and it'll heat up the sauce and the buns will be heated up and stuff.
Okay,
I don't
Chuck,
know.
Drink, Pat, finish it up. How does it? How long do you cook it, and when do you bring it out, and how does it taste?
So the way you cook it, you stick it under your uncle's ass.
What's your uncle's name?
Uncle Frank.
Oh, everyone's got Uncle Frank. So
everybody's
continue.
Got Uncle
plus
Frank.
+10 for
Uncle he's the gassy Frank, so you light his fart.
+10 for Uncle Frank. +10 for all the Uncle Franks.
Really? +10 for...
And, yeah, you heat it under his ass. He's watching Sunday football. He's enjoying it.
The Steelers are his favorite team.
Oh, God, don't get me started on those Steelers.
Continue.
Anyways, so you go forward, you heat it up, you leave it under his ass for about 45 minutes, then you pull it out. And then you enjoy. Everybody enjoys. The family family comes around the table. You guys slice it up, and you.
I don't
manja.
I don't
John,
understand.
John, you need to butt in here. What are the side dishes? Like, what are the things you put cornbread, corn? What do you
wait? Potatoes? I'm still wondering how to bring it under the ass of an
these
uncle.
Are logistics. We're not talking about logistics here.
There's no logistics.
All
right, Chuck.
You figure it
plus
out.
+5 points for thinking logically, but -10 in drink because you're bothering me. John, tell me about the side dishes.
Okay, side dishes on.
It doesn't need to be a whole thing. Just tell me some side dishes.
Okay,
you don't need to explain. Just tell me some
uncle's
side dishes.
Uncle's breast.
Uncle's breast.
Okay.
And then uncles. Uncles. Yeah.
It doesn't all need to be uncles. You just think of some side dishes for this lasagna.
Yeah, Uncle Fish, that is one of the side dishes.
He likes buffalo wings.
Alonzo.
And he likes...
So he eats buffalo wings and you eat the breasts of him afterwards
sauce of mortadella.
Sauce of mortadella, okay. All right, that's the dish. That's the lasagna dish. And
by the way, I just love watching John try to drunkenly log into Amazon right now.
He's trying to buy some lasagna online
through Amazon. Dude, Prime 2-day free shipping.
It'll probably still be with this lasagna will be good in 2 days, that's for sure. Yeah, so you'll be able to eat this lasagna and it's gonna be awesome. And 2-day free shipping.
Prime a lasagna.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay. +10 for Prime a lasagna. +10 to John for that. Okay. So, everyone take a drink. Everyone, group drink. I said group drink, John. Everyone,
cheers.
There you go. Here, clankies.
Drink to you viewers or listeners.
It's a lot of plastic and glass there.
By the way, you should have been drinking 5 times more than...
Oh, yeah, if you haven't finished 3 beers by now, you need to finish 5. Yeah,
catch up.
So...
Because you're not really doing anything, you're just listening.
Yeah, you're listening. You're probably on your way to work. You gotta sneak a little flask in the road car.
Soda.
Trying to log into Amazon.
Put a secret beer in the glove compartment.
Well, let's give some credit to those who are following right now.
Yeah, if you're drinking at home.
How many points do they have now?
Oh, a billion in 10. Oh,
yeah, like 30, exactly.
Oh, by the way, they probably might get a free calendar.
I have a free calendar. And all you need to do to redeem it is, on your computer...
Send in $35.
All you need to do is on your computer, you move the mouse to the bottom right of the computer screen on your Windows PC, and you click, and then the calendar will automatically pop up. Right. I sent it to all of
that.
You.
Or
look, I sent it to all of you.
Right, so. Right. Or look into your closet and find that calendar that you smushed into the back that you got from your aunt. For
the one with the chimpanzees on it.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Our second category or game today is going to be...
We're doing another game.
Oh, we're doing another game, John. So get off your...
I need another beer.
I'm going to go do a beer run as soon as I start this game.
Well, Mr. Calendar...
Minus,
get a beer.
Minus 10 to John for being a rude Gus.
I've been so good.
But plus 10 to Kyle for giving the minus 10.
Yeah. And +5 to Chuck for telling me that I gave the minus 10 to John.
Minus 10 to Pat.
Yeah, minus 20 to Pat for being Pat.
Nah.
And +10 because I feel bad. That's what I meant. Seriously, negative 10. Okay. So the second category is going to be the story category here. So... You know, usually we'll do either a story or a song or something. So what we're going to do this time is y'all are going to put together a movie. What we're going to do is we're going to create the sequel to A Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I think that exists.
The Fueller's Bueller's Day Off.
Well, it only exists in real life, but we have to, like, actually... Say how
so here's
happened.
What's gonna happen is
who's Felix Baylor?
+10 to John for Felix Baylor. So we're gonna make the
minus
sequel.
-5 to Kyle for props on something that was obvious.
Okay, so Felix Baylor's Day Off is the category. So that's the name of the movie. So, the movie is called A Fearless Bailer's Day Off.
And part three.
Part three. It's in the future. It's 20 years later.
That's the only way to explain it.
It's the futuristic year of 2015.
Part three, First Blood, part 6.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So, okay. Chuck, you're going to start it. You're going to go through the... No, Pat. You're gonna start. Okay. Fuck you, Chuck. Pat, you're gonna start, and you're gonna
That's
go
not the first time I heard that tonight.
Fuck you.
You're gonna start, and you're gonna go through the cast and crew.
Okay.
Of this fair of John, what's the name of the movie? What did we call it?
Fearless Bueller's.
Fearless Bueller's Day Off.
That was Bueller's Bueller.
Yeah, wait a minute. What do you call it?
Fearless Bueller's.
Fearless Bueller's.
Das Bueller. We'll just go.
We'll go with that, part three.
Okay, so it's the sequel to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Fairless Beller's Day Off.
Okay.
So, Pat, you're going to go through the cast and
part
crew.
Three. Okay.
Of the movie. So start with the director, then writer, cinematography. It doesn't really matter because no one knows who those are. And then you can go start going through the cast of at least the main four, three people.
Okay, so I'm going to go get beers. Okay, so this is the debut of a little-known director known as Martin Scorsese. Featuring lead actors Leonardo DiCaprio. As Fearless Bueller. the great-great-grandson of Ferris Bueller. And then Willem Dafoe is in as Cameron's great-great-nephew, bastard child of his second sister once removed. And point three. And I don't know what the point three is for. And then Helen Hunt as the older lady who you kind of... You don't really, like, she might have nice boobs, but you don't really know. I don't know, but that's all she's really got going for her, but she's kind of annoying through the whole thing.
So wait, Willem Dafoe is playing the best friend?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good with that.
+10? Of Leonardo DiCaprio, yes. And then...
+10 for Willem Dafoe being in any movie.
And, yeah, well, exactly. And then,
Helen Hunt as a girlfriend?
I don't know. She's kind of floating around. She doesn't really have a purpose.
Yeah.
She's like,
be something.
Wait, is she a ghost?
Helen, no, she just
lost 10 for a Helen Hunt ghost girlfriend. Yeah.
Actually, let's go for that.
Well, she just kind of like every Helen Hunt character just kind of floating around.
So she's kind of like semi messed up, like where she's like at a bad partner life, midlife crisis kind of thing, but she kind of knows she's doing. She's kind of hot. Like, kind of banger in a MILF kind of way.
Yeah. She's kind of, like, she just kind of tags along. I don't know. Okay, no one really wants her there, too. But she's just kind of there. And John Candy has been resurrected from the dead, and now John Candy is also in this movie.
Yeah,
is he
the principal?
No, he's Uncle Buck.
Just Uncle Buck. He actually plays Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
Okay, +20 for Uncle Buck.
Is he fighting John Goodman?
What? No,
is he fighting John Goodman?
Why do you need John Goodman?
All right, John, who's playing the principal? We need a principal character as the bad guy.
We got their John going on right now.
Move forward. -10 for being lazy.
Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere is the principal.
I think I'm too young to understand that reference.
Is he the guy from Different Strokes?
I think you're older than John, though.
That's Mr. Drummond.
Oh, wait. What's the guy from Saved by the Bell?
Mr.
Bell.
Mr. Belvedere. Mr. Belding.
Belding.
So, wait. Mr. Belding? Like, the actual guy or, like, the actor who plays Mr. Belding?
Mr. Belding.
Well, they're both the same person, aren't they?
Are you actually older than John, or is John older than you?
John's older than you, be like,
6 months? 8 months?
Four months.
All right, never mind. But
okay, +10 for Chuck for being the oldest. Chuck, you continue this. Continue.
What?
Okay, so this is what's happening. I have no idea. Go ahead. Somebody else.
No, you write the script. You're writing the script.
No,
we came up with it.
Mr. Belding is the principal.
That's fine.
Right,
we know that.
Right.
We came up with the cast and the crew. So now we need the story. So Chuck.
The opening scene, I guess since we're starting with the opening scene here, Leonardo DiCaprio comes in. He walks like he does as Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
That's fine, but you have to do it. But now, I mean, well, here's the thing. I'm going to interject because we have to make this screenplay, this story, more of a realistic and modern thing.
Okay.
So it has to be. It has to include vampires and werewolves.
Okay.
Clearly.
Okay.
So it's every movie made
I'll
in the past 10 years.
Right.
Leonardo DiCaprio, and I'll do his lines. So Leonardo DiCaprio walks into his apartment.
Wait,
which
no, you gotta start the screenplay like a screenplay starts.
Alright, okay, so that's what I just did. So
No.
I'll do that
again. -10 for not fading in.
Okay, so I didn't fade in.
Explain the exterior.
The exterior, okay.
Like, where are you in a school? Are you in a.
So.
This is screenplay 101, Chuck.
Well, since we're. Okay, so. Okay, that's what's happening. Apartment. Day.
Time. Okay.
2032.
Interior. 2032, that's what I was just going to say.
Really?
Wow, crazy.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That's fine. +10 for that high five. That was a good high five.
Yeah, that was sick. For him or me?
No, +10 for both of you.
Both of them. That's always a team effort.
Hermamoyne.
Hermamoyne. Continue, Chuck.
I don't know what John's saying. Are you talking about Hermione?
Oh, dude, Hermione.
Don't worry.
Hey, we're getting off track. Come on.
You're getting off track.
But wait. He knows Hermione from Harry Potter?
Yeah, John, didn't you hang out with her? Emma Watson for a while?
Emma Watson.
Did you hang out with her?
Yeah.
Did you get a little,
I might have gotten a little something.
Like what? Like a gift certificate or something?
A little skin upon skin.
Like a handshake or what? What are you talking
about? She handed you a
ham? I don't want to say if it's a handshake or not.
Okay. All right. The gentleman doesn't shake and tell. That's fine.
No.
Unbelievable.
I might shake and tell on her vagina. But maybe not. I would tell.
I give you a lot of crap, man.
John, how's that female bodily organ?
That's what you want to do.
Yes. You need to fill your mouth with beer. John.
He said it.
Fill your mouth with beer.
Another person said it. Okay. Continue. So.
I'm going to drink too.
So back to interior apartment. 2032.
It's in the future.
Yeah.
Are there flying cars yet?
Oh, 2032.
Or does everyone ride around on an electric bicycle?
Yeah. Yeah, all that.
You gotta mention the float scene from the first one.
I'm trying to get there.
We're getting there. Minus 5 for interrupting, John.
I'm sorry!
Minus 10 for being sorry.
Thanks, Kyle.
Plus 5 to me.
Continue. Plus 5 to Kyle for being a good friend for that. Plus 5 for me for recognizing that he's a good friend for that.
Yeah. I allow it. Continue.
Okay, so exterior. It was interior. Apartment. So, Leonardo DiCaprio. Wait, Ferris Bueller. Left parenthesis.
Minus 10 for not realizing that's not the name of the main character.
Yep, you're right. Okay.
All right.
Can I continue?
Chuck, you can continue drinking. And John, you're going to continue the story.
Oh, my God. Oh, I know exactly what's going
to
happen.
But you need to, it's the werewolf. There, obviously, Chuck didn't even get to include the werewolf and the vampire.
I was trying to get there, but you had a... Well, I told you to drink, and you're not doing that.
Unbelievable.
Well, fill your mouth with liquid, son.
Thank you. Ferris Bueller, obviously.
What's his name?
For a list, Bill Alerts.
Okay.
Obviously needs to know about what's happening in New York, and New York is becoming a problem for Ferris Bueller, and Ferris Bueller is having a problem with the State of the Union. President Barack Obama called on a State of the Union address this evening, and he said, "Well, you know what? I don't think we can do everything that we thought we were gonna do. You know, I was really hopeful. I was hopeful."
John, I think you're bringing real life politics into the story because the State of the Union just happened last night. Pat, John, you need to continue the story.
Hold on. Okay. John, minus 5.
John,
we're
Pat,
not
gotta,
moving up close
Pat,
to the mic.
You got to save it. So John didn't bring in the werewolf or vampire stuff yet. You got to do that.
Okay, where are we off in the 2032 apartment?
Yeah, you're still in the exterior. Okay. Yeah, he's like, Leonardo DiCaprio's there, and then that's kind of as far as we got.
Okay, so...
Something's going to happen here.
Right.
And that's what's going
to happen.
But you got to do it now. You got to do it in the German accent.
Oh, I'm so terrible at German accents.
Russian accent.
More bad at that.
What do you get at?
I don't know, Irish,
Irish accent. Irish accent.
Okay.
Minus 20 for
terrible accents.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not good at it. Am I a voice actor?
Okay, well, no accents. Now you have to do it with a squeaky voice.
Okay, so here we go. So Leo is in his apartment, and he walks in. He walks in, so he's just sleeping there. Night falls. The moon is big.
Ooh.
Big full moon. I'm doing my best.
Minus 10. Plus 10, actually. Plus
yeah,
10 for
plus
John.
Plus 10 for John.
Randomly yelling.
I'm doing my best to project my voice at this level.
That's good. It's fine.
Okay, so the moon is big. It's dark. It's dreary. The fog rolls over the moon. And then Leo looks out. He goes out for a cigarette. And outside is Willem Dafoe. And he's just hanging out, just waiting for him. He's like, hey, you ready to go? Yeah, I'm ready to go. So, he goes. And they go.
Okay, Chuck, what's the next line of dialogue? What does Willem Dafoe say?
Do I have to say it squeaky?
No, you can just do it normal.
I'm just gonna go for it, man.
This is a Scorsese film.
Yeah.
I like to say, so what's actually going to happen here? I don't think you see what I'm saying here. I know Martin. Okay?
Marty
and I go way back. Okay, I've known Marty since 1994. Since I've been like six.
Since you were the Goodfellas.
I don't know.
Yeah, we've all heard about that.
Right?
I don't know.
Okay, I've known him for a long time. We go way back.
Look, I've known him sometime too, man.
But, you tell me how it's going to go.
Like, Marty's really back about this type of stuff.
What the fuck was that?
John, you got something to say?
Marty's really back about this type of stuff.
I'll give you 500 points if you can finish.
Oh, I was just saying something about Marty.
Continue.
I was just saying something about Marty about how relaxed he is.
Tell me, are you his agent?
Oh, I'm
John. You are now Saul Goldstein. And you are Martin Scorsese's agent. Tell us about Marty.
Immediately. Marty is like, I went to Pompeii with him. And he saw the dead bodies. And Marty said, these bodies, they must have been shot up by the mob. And I totally believed him. I totally believe Marty, because Marty knows a lot about the mob. Marty knows a lot. So then we went to some museums with the dinosaurs and such. And you know,
with the tar pits?
The tar pits and the dinosaurs and the La Brea's. And there was a lot of stuff. And Marty said, you know, I think I saw some of them. In one of those stories I read. And I said, you know, Marty, I think you better write a screenplay about that. And that's how we got The Departed.
I thought The Departed was based on a film from Japan or China or something.
No.
Nah.
This is the true story where it came from?
This is true.
Now, Saul, tell me, what does Marty have coming up next? Like, what are his next films that he has coming up?
He's got The Baker's Dozen.
tell me about The Baker's Dozen.
It's about a dozen mob players.
Mobsters.
Mobsters who are working in a Domino's restaurant. And they get the wrong order. And you know, they're mobsters. They're legit.
Okay.
And they don't like that.
They don't like that they're legit.
No, they like they're legit, but they don't like the mob orders. So they get the order from the Domino's.
Okay.
The
Domino's.
Right.
They get the order Domino's, and they don't like that, and so they keep going on with their mobster stories, and they go on to the bestest story about them.
Which is what? I don't know if that's behind closed doors, if that's like if you could talk about that or not. I mean, as I know, it's Marty's, you know, pretty hush-hush about some of the projects he has.
He's trying to really get in touch with the Domino's head of the chief.
Right. Staff. Who's he looking at for the lead role?
He's looking for Donovan McNabb.
Donovan McNabb.
Well, he's not fucking doing anything right now.
He's done Chunkies. I mean, what's next? Domino's. Domino's mobster movie.
But to be honest, like a lot of people are going to be eating Domino's after this movie comes out.
So this is like a big like a media push almost for Martin Scorsese.
Like a big promotion. He is going to be eating Domino's for life.
Which is probably the next 13 years. He's like 70-something, right?
Dude, yeah, I would give him less than that.
Yeah. Oh,
but, yeah.
So, from Wolf of Wall Street to The Baker's Dozen, that's what's happening, right? Okay.
I'm so looking forward to this now.
Yeah.
I would watch that movie.
I wasn't supposed to talk about this.
I know you weren't. Okay, so it's Don Gwinnett. Who's playing the? Do you mind if I pick your brain one more time here? Who's the we need like the love interest?
The love interest.
Yeah, who's Don McNabb? Who's in love with Don McNabb?
Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett.
Knew it.
Okay. Carol Burnett. Okay. Could you give us any other supporting actors?
Oh yeah, Leo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio. Yeah. Okay.
Then there's that guy who played the Superbad.
The guy who played Superbad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the big one.
I don't think it was Superbad, but the Superbad.
Facebook?
That's something completely different.
The Superbad?
The Superbad?
The Superbad was... I mean, you know who he is.
Yeah, Facebook. I think we all know the Superbad.
He was the Superbad guy.
Yeah, the Superbad, yeah.
Facebook?
That one guy from Facebook.
Right, he's the guy.
Exactly. Chuck
Drink. Facebook.
Pat.
Yeah, the Facebook.
Pat Drink. John, plus 40 points for... You know what? John's our winner tonight. I'm just going to tell us right now.
That's
give it up for John.
That's an extra 500 points.
John is our winner tonight. Forgive me, because the exclusive.
I didn't mean to spill the beans.
That's fine.
On Martin Scorsese.
You didn't mean to spill the dough.
Somehow he knows, figure it out.
He knows some nasty people.
Well, I mean, I would imagine. Yeah. So. John's our winner tonight by a billion points from what just happened. So thank you all for watching.
10, but still,
thank you all for watching. John, clean up your shirt.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Rambling About Notable Topics. You can find all of our great episodes at ajaznetworks.com, which also has a ton of other great content, including crappy comics, Ajaz Decrypted, Beautiful Topics, and of course, The Salinor Show. You can follow the official Rant Twitter at Rambling Topics and myself at Kyle Cicilloni. You can also listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can find this show and more at Ajaz Networks. Originally different media for your personal taste.